in the lunchtime edition, a 20-year-old St. Thomas man charged with murder for the fatal stabbing of his cousin at a bar last week. Government to help fund a medical marijuana startup project for local Rastas. The Barbados Defense Force standing by to send troops to Haiti as part of the UN team to try to restore order in the violence-ravished country. Meantime, criminal gangs largely take control of the Haitian capital and pledge to oust the prime minister. The Haitian prime minister, meantime, lands in Puerto Rico, unable to return home for the time being. The Met Office predicts an active hurricane season in Barbados, and Biden and Trump sweep the U.S. state primaries. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A 20-year-old St. Thomas man has been charged with murder in relation to the stabbing death of his cousin last week at a bar. 23-year-old Renario Taylor died while being treated at the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, where he was taken last Wednesday after he was stabbed in the chest during an altercation at the Goose Bar at Melrose. The Barbados Police Service says officers from the Criminal Investigations Department North Division have arrested and formally charged Talani Harris for murder committed on Wednesday, 28 February, at Melrose. Harris was due to appear in the District D Magistrate's Court today before Magistrate Deborah Beckles. Government says it will fund a startup project to give a cooperative of local Rastafarians a stake in the proposed medical marijuana industry. The plan has been outlined by Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indah Weir, as his ministry remained the focus in the ongoing estimates debate in the House of Assembly. Mr. Weir says the ministry had several meetings with the Rastas, who asked for government help with funding, and based on those talks, an enfranchisement model has been developed.
And allow for a cooperative to be established so that the government, if the government participates, then the participation based on the numbers we looked at would give us an opportunity to put the government in that space for about 2 years to 3 years at most, and by then transition out similar to how we did the sugar industry and allow for them to continue the operation.
Mr. Weir says a paper on the matter goes to cabinet soon. Meantime, the acting CEO of the Medical Marijuana Licensing Authority, Shanika Roberts-Odell, says it's accepted that the Rastas will need some startup help.
As you can agree, it makes no sense giving someone a license when you know they need far more than just a license to be able to establish a successful business. And so under the minister's leadership, we've looked at how could we set that up, especially in terms of the constraints of government financing and the factor that it cannot continuously, even if we were to set up, be financed by the government. And so we have looked towards how do we set up something that is established with the understanding that government will have to step away in short order, but is financed to the extent that it can continue and to be profitable and successful for them.
CEO of the Medical Marijuana Licensing Authority, Shanika Roberts-Odell, in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Defense Force is collaborating with other CARICOM countries to send a team to Haiti to assist with the civil unrest in that French-speaking CARICOM country. This has been disclosed by the military advisor to the Chief of Staff, Lieutenant Colonel Carlos Lovell, during the BDF's 45th anniversary celebrations media launch at Sinan's Fort. Lieutenant Colonel Lovell says they are waiting on the directive from the Prime Minister and the Chairman of the CARICOM Security Council.
The Barbados Defense Force has committed troops, manpower, equipment, and supplies to be able to be part of that multinational response to the unrest in Haiti. At this time, I will say to you that there are members of the Barbados Defense Force who are engaged in pre-mission training, preparing them not just physically, not just with regard to security operations and tactics, but also from a psychological standpoint to face the challenges when we do arrive in Haiti as part of a multinational task force.
Meantime, Haiti's Prime Minister Dr. Ariel Henry has arrived in Puerto Rico, ending speculation as to his whereabouts, as his country remains gripped in an ongoing crisis that could lead to his removal from office. The spokesperson for the governor of Puerto Rico says the Haitian Prime Minister landed there yesterday. The spokesperson told U.S. media she did not have additional details on the matter, but added federal agents from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection are in charge in relation to Dr. Henry's arrival in Puerto Rico. The Barbados Meteorological Service is predicting an active hurricane season. This has been disclosed by Director of the Met Service, Sabo Bess. He was speaking during a meeting of the Public Information and Atlantic Ocean.
And so from this new statistical model that we've developed, we are actually projecting 7 tropical storms, 4 of which become hurricane and 2 of which become major. Now, I need to say this because persons like to run off with a number. We are looking at above average season in the Atlantic Ocean east of Barbados. We're looking at increased activity.
Sabo Bess, in the U.S., Nikki Haley has suspended her presidential campaign, making Donald Trump the last Republican left in the race. She says she has no regrets and will keep using her voice, and congratulated Mr. Trump on his victory. It comes after President Joe Biden and Mr. Trump swept the state primaries that were held on Super Tuesday, making a White House rematch between them even more likely. The two men looked ahead to their likely rematch by trading insults after their wins were confirmed. Mr. Trump said the U.S. would no longer have a country if his opponent won the election, while Mr. Biden accused him of being driven by grievance and not good, and not the good of Americans. Our top story. A 20-year-old St. Thomas man charged with murder for the fatal stabbing of his cousin at a bar in St. Thomas last week. The Barbados government to help fund a medical marijuana startup project for local Rastas. The Barbados Defense Force standing by to send troops to Haiti as part of the UN team to try to restore order in the violence-ravaged country. The Barbados Meteorological Services predicts an active hurricane season. Biden and Trump sweep the U.S. state primaries. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.